You're making me a fighter, fighter. You're taking me higher, higher. You're giving me the strength I need to believe. Life is worth living cause you love me. So many people up ahead of me. Feels like I'll never see the finish line. I hear the voices of the enemy telling me I'll never see the other side. Hello, hello. What's up, everybody? It is your boy, Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Styling Grace LLC, and you all are tuning in to yet another segment of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. Guys, I know I have not been here with you all in a little minute. I've just had so much going on. I believe the last time I spoke with you all was like a week before my launch event, which went absolutely amazing. I'm still like raving over the success of it all. I'm absolutely honored and grateful to have just accomplished that. That was most definitely something that I wanted to accomplish, and God has blessed me and allowed me to do so. So once again, to everyone that was a part of that and everyone that helped out with that, God bless you all. It's in 3 days, it's almost going to be a month since the release of my new line, and the support that you all have been giving me with purchasing just apparel from the new line. Guys, I'm absolutely honored and grateful and thankful for you all. Shout out to everyone that has been purchasing the Wonderfully Made t-shirt, the Grace on Fleek. Those two has been my main top sellers. So I'm also going to start promoting the Godfidence t-shirt. Also, the He's Not Dead, the Salt and Light is also another up and coming one that's getting amazing reviews, and people have been purchasing that one as well. But guys, without your help, love, and support, I would not be able to do what I do, and that's basically live out my dream as a designer and as an entrepreneur. So guys, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you all, and I'm truly honored and grateful. So guys, let's get right into it. Starting off, the song that you all just heard was from Grammy-nominated and Stellar Award-winning gospel sensation Corinne Hathorn. That was off from the movie Overcomer from the soundtrack, and it was called Enough, and I absolutely love that song. I actually just heard it today, a few hours before I decided to go ahead and start recording this podcast. And when I heard it, it was absolutely super inspiring, and it just really blessed me. And it also tied into everything that I was going to talk about on the podcast anyway, before I hopped on here to kind of give you all a little overview of everything. I was on a conference FaceTime call with some good friends of mine that I connected with down in Cincinnati just last week at the National PAW Convention. And since we've met each other, some of them have been longtime friends. Some of them are new friends or whatever. But since we met each other, we've been trying to stay connected and, you know, continue to lift each other up in prayer, hold each other accountable and things like that. And it's absolutely amazing to have friends and just brothers and sisters in the Lord that you can connect with and talk to and sometimes share some struggles that you may have, to kind of help you through and help you get through stuff. So shout out to you all. You all know who you are. I absolutely love and adore and appreciate you all. And that song just tied into it. Like, when we have God on our side, that's really all that we need. And that's more than enough. So shout out to Corinne Hathorne for releasing this single. It's absolutely amazing. It's super inspiring. And guys, go ahead and download that. It's available on all digital platforms that you can download music. So go ahead and support Kingdom Music. Now, as you all know, last week was the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, PAW National Convention. And of course, I was down there. I had a few clients to style. Shout out to everybody that booked the kid. I truly appreciate and love you all. I will be posting those photos on my Instagram page. I've just been super busy with work and still trying to honestly get settled in and so on and so forth. But shout out to you all, and I appreciate you all so much. However, like I said, last week was the PAW National Convention, and I kind of want to talk about the fashions from that conference that week. I absolutely had so much fun. Honestly, I think that was the most fun out of all the years I've been going to conventions that I've had. Like, it was absolutely amazing. The anointing was just, you had to honestly be there to experience the move of God. It just was one of those things that you can't really talk about. You just have to be there. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it was absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about Baltimore, Maryland next year. Like, I've already registered. I'm just super excited about it. It's one thing, I guess, when you, the older you get and you go to certain things, and when you literally look to Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith, and when your eyes is on the prize, and you don't just have all these unnecessary distractions and different things on your mind, and when you go places with Jesus as the focal point, as we all should be going to these things for those reasons anyway, but you literally get a chance to feel the move of God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go down there empty and come home empty, but sometimes you go down there needing and expecting something from God, and God gives that to you. So it was absolutely amazing. Anybody that missed it, don't miss it next year. Like, Bishop Brooks is an amazing presider, and his whole staff, everyone that helped put this thing together, tens across the board to you all. It was absolutely amazing. It was a very, very, very powerful and enriching and uplifting convention. Like I said before, the best one I've been to in my whole entire life, literally. So it was absolutely amazing. So let's hop into the fashion. Guys, as you all know, I have been posting updates about, you know, my looks and different things like that from the whole week while I was in downtown Cincinnati. And honestly, this year, I couldn't really rave on too many looks. Of course, everybody looked beautiful. You know, as always, everybody, the fellas were dapper, the women, you know, came for it. However, I didn't have a huge group of people that I wanted to highlight, unfortunately, because for me, you know, me being a fashion designer and a stylist, I just look for different things sometimes. So everybody's opinion is going to be different when it comes to the fashion part of it. However, let's just hop right into it. So starting off, I actually want to talk about my sister and very, very good friend, actually my best friend, Ebony Jean Dix. Now, as you all know, that Ebony Jean is a model. Not only that, she in the past was a legislative liaison, I hope I'm saying that right, for the Alopecia Awareness Foundation. She has blazed many trails. She's been featured in Ebony Magazine before. She's just done some amazing things, you know, throughout her whole life and career doing entrepreneurship and stuff like that. Not only that, she's competed in multiple pageants. I believe Miss Michigan USA was one of them. But she has just done some amazing things. And last week at the national convention, she absolutely brought it all 5 days. Like, I was here for every single last look. My favorite look from her was on Wednesday night. It was the printed maxi dress. If you all could go to her Instagram at EbonyJean_ and go ahead and look her up. But that maxi dress was absolutely gorgeous, breathtaking, and amazing. Not only that, Ebony is just one of those things because she's also a creative director at heart. Me being her best friend, I would know that. She knows what works for her. She knows how to pick out amazing settings to take pictures. She just absolutely has the whole creative thing down packed. And a lot of times you can have an amazing look, but the content behind it, if it's not dope, sometimes people will not be able to get the fullness and actually understand the look, you know, and appreciate the fashion look, because of course everyone is not into fashion. So some stuff people may look at and be like, oh, okay, that's cute, or it's nice, and look at it and keep scrolling, as in opposed to looking at it and saying, you know what, I understand this look. I see which direction she was going when it came to the fashion part of it. So Ebony, shout out to you, sis. You looked absolutely amazing. Keep being you. She's most definitely a trailblazer. I most definitely don't feel like she get the recognition that she deserves. But Ebony, keep pushing, keep going at it. You open up doors for so many people. You bring so many young ladies hope. And not only that, you bring them so much encouragement and confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not easy sometimes accepting who you are, really, when you wish certain things could have been another way. You know what I'm saying? So Ebony, shout out to you. Thank you for continuously blazing new trails and, you know, breaking down walls and barriers inside the four walls of the church. I thank you for that, and I appreciate you so much. So God bless you guys. Continue to support her. Follow her on Instagram. She's absolutely amazing, at Ebony Jean. Also, kind of switching gears to the fellas a little bit, because I'm going to be kind of hopping back and forth. Shout out to my guy Parker. He looked dope. So with tall people, sometimes, a lot of times, they really don't know what kind of works for their style. Oftentimes, they... Oh, okay. Help me. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But sometimes they don't know what works for them. I'm just going to say that. But my guy Parker absolutely killed it all week at the PAW National Convention. It was dope. I loved how he played with, like, the flooded thing that everybody is doing now. And some people don't get it right when they, like, do the flooding trend, you know. They don't get it right. On some people, it looks really, really, really horrible. But last week, he actually came for it, and it was dope. Like, I absolutely loved it, man. Shout out to you, bro. He's just a dope person anyway. I actually got a chance to go out to brunch with him and my good friend Radiance last week at the convention. And he's a very awesome young man. He's a youth pastor and a praise and worship leader over in Ohio. And it was just good connecting with people that kind of do the same things that you do in ministry. And also see people's, you know, views and other things like that. So shout out to you, Parker, bro. You shut it down all week, man. I was kind of happy, because a lot of times with our guys, we kind of stay in a box. And that's what I seen a lot concerning fashion this year. Everything was kind of boxed in the box seal. So next year, guys, we're going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. So kind of come with it. Let me see something. Give me, something. Give me a nice storyline to talk about here on this show. Also, shout out to Radiance, which I just spoke about. My sis killed it. She absolutely killed it. I absolutely loved her look. One of the looks that I absolutely enjoyed was that mustard yellow look, and she had the matching side top hat thingy, you want, whatever you want to call it, however you want to call it. But it was absolutely amazing. She was channeling, she told me, a 1980s look, and she absolutely shut it down. Like, I was like, come through, sis. Like, radiance, her whole look just super matched her personality. And I was like, sis, you looked absolutely amazing. And I was absolutely here for that whole look. She looked absolutely gorgeous. Not only that, her look on Presider's Night, I absolutely loved her look for Presider's Night. Like, she just got it right with the throwback looks. Like, it was so, what's the word that I'm looking for? I can't even put it into words. It just was absolutely amazing. Like, my sis came for it. P.S., sis, I'm gonna have to get on you now because you ain't give me my styling cred on your social media, but that's all right because you absolutely slayed. And guys, go ahead and follow her as well on social media at Sladiance, and that's spelled Sladiance underscore. Sis, you came for it on Presider's Night. That lime green hat with those rhinestones incorporated in it, that top, the skirt, the shoes. She most definitely was consistent with all of her looks for the whole entire week. And you understood what look she was going for. I said, you better come through. So absolutely, shout out to her, sis. She looked absolutely amazing. Also, my bro Ricky Phillips, he also shut it down this week at the last week at the National PAW convention. All of his looks were super simple, which anyone that knows Ricky, he's super funny, he's like a comedian. So he's super funny, but also he's just a laid back guy. And you could see that from his fashion. He did a lot of just simple laid back, solid color suits. You know, and he would do like a printed shirt underneath. And usually with stuff like that, because you see it so much with men in the church, you kind of see the same look. But with him, he just put his own swag to it. And not only that, when you're confident in who you are, it kind of makes a whole difference. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're doing something everybody else is doing. So shout out to him. I absolutely loved his looks. It was super simple, super dope, excuse me, guys, super dope, and just super amazing. And sometimes simplicity is the best thing. You can't go wrong with being simple. So shout out to him, guys. Go ahead and follow him on Instagram or any social media platform. It is SirRick32. So yeah, all his looks were dope though. So go ahead and head over to his page to see what I was talking about. Also, another young lady that I want to highlight is my sister and friend, Mallory Nicholson. Now, you all may know her from the Noisy for God movement with her and her husband, Elder Noah Nicholson. But this week, when I say sis came for it, like every look. So the first day I bumped into her, I believe it was like Tuesday night. And we were by like a vending table or something like that. I can't really remember because there was just so much going on that whole entire week. And you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of, you know, looking at people trying to see, you know, what can I talk about on my podcast? And I seen her and I wish my sis had took pictures, but she got children. So she was on mom duties. But for her to be on mom duties and to slay the way she did, sis, it makes no sense. Like, guys, Mallory came for it the whole entire week. Like, I really, really, really wish she could have got pictures with what she had on. Like, really, on Tuesday, that gown that she had on, it was a gown she had on. Oh, my God, I wish I had asked her, you know, her outfit details. Oh, my goodness. Because you all have to see it to understand, like, what I'm talking about. Like, I can't even put in words how that looked cute. Like, she had high shoulder pads in it. It was just amazing. The prints, everything. Even on Friday night at the concert, like, it was some amazing fashion there that I'm going to be highlighting. But yeah, Mallory girl, shout out to you. Shout out to Noisy for God. Guys, as a matter of fact, When you're done listening to this, head over to iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, and download their latest single, Noisy for God. It's absolutely amazing, and I absolutely love her and Noah and their children. They call me their uncle, so yes, I absolutely love them. Also, who else killed it that week? It was just so many people, so many ladies, in my opinion, that came for it. I saw some amazing fashion at the concert. Shout out to Kirsten. She told me to just call her Chrissy because I can never pronounce her name right. But I just got introduced to her at the convention this year. She looked absolutely amazing as well, with those high-waist jeans that she had on that were made into bell bottoms. You know, the jewelry, the hair, the makeup, just everything was on point with her for that whole entire week. I absolutely loved it. It just was some amazing pieces. Kalia Coleman, shout out to her as well. Those looks, it was Monday or Tuesday where she shut the whole convention down in all white. She just looked absolutely amazing. And that's, I was happy to see amazing fashion. Like, I just was happy to see it. So shout out to everybody that came for it. I was absolutely here for those entire looks. You guys did an amazing job and keep on coming for it. And of course, I can't leave myself out. Like, the kid was getting shared on blogs. Also, shout out to The Truth, who is a trailblazer in the gospel community. He's a hip-hop artist, a hip-hop rap artist, but he does gospel, of course. He even went far as to like my picture on Instagram because I shouted his song out press, but yeah, I shut it down on Thursday. So y'all follow me on Instagram at DFSNG_ to see all of my fashion looks from the 2019 PAW National Convention, which was held in Cincinnati. I totally appreciate you all for that and all the love that I received just last week. It was absolutely amazing, because I absolutely love to dress. That's what I love to do. I enjoy dressing. Fashion is life for me. So shout out to everybody that was giving me compliments and so on and so forth and telling me how much I inspired them. When it comes to fashion, you all inspire me too concerning other things. So God bless you all. So on the faith segment of this show today, I wanted to talk about being who you are and not being apologetic for it. So, like I said before I came on and before I did my podcast on today, I was on the phone with a group of friends. We were on like a group FaceTime call or whatever. And we just talked about how sometimes, you know, growing up in religious homes or growing up in the church, you know, people tend to not allow you to be who you are. Sometimes us in the body of Christ, we get defined by the church. Everything that we do, and not going against the church or anything like that. Anybody that knows me knows I've been in church all my life. I was born and raised in church. But sometimes you have that added pressure on living up to everyone else's standards as an opposed to living to the standards that God has called you to live by. And one of my good friends was talking to me, and I'm not going to disclose any names or anything like that, but she was just telling me how at one point in her life, you know, she was close friends with somebody, you know, that was, you know, that professed Christ, you know what I'm saying? And she felt like she had to oftentimes put up a persona when she was around certain people because she didn't feel like she was saved enough or worthy enough to hang around them because they put up this big standard. Now, guys, I'm not saying that when you're saved, you can't have a standard, because I think everyone in the body of Christ should have a standard and they should hold to those standards. When you are in holiness and when you are living for God, there is a standard. In holiness, there most definitely is a standard. But sometimes, And I personally agree with her. Sometimes I feel like we get so caught up on man's rules and man's standard that we forget the standard of God. You know what I'm saying? Because we get so caught up on trying to live a life of perfection. And in reality, it's not even human to be perfect. Of course, the word tells us to mark the perfect man, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But that means that we have to try our best to be like him daily. You know what I'm saying? We will never be perfect until we enter through those gates when we get to heaven. So I think sometimes people put so much pressure on being perfect. And to me, sometimes that's where we tend to mess up and slip up and fall and come short, because we wake up daily saying, Lord, you know what? Okay, this is what I've been struggling with. And this is, I'm not going to struggle with this today, or this is what I'm going to try my best to not struggle with on today. Instead of just waking up and letting God go before us. Instead of us stepping back and saying, you know what, Lord, search me, O Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. You know, we forget to do those things and we get so bottled up with the pressure of being perfect. With the pressure of living up to so many other people, just other people's views on how we should live. But we forget that they go through just like we go through. If they hit their foot or dash their foot, it's going to cause them the same amount of pain as it causes us. So on today, I just kind of want to encourage somebody to don't get caught up on how people view you and never try to live to no one else's standards. If God has called you to do a work, that's what you do. You can't change how people view you. And I had to learn that myself. I remember when I finally got serious with God, when I finally gave my life over to God, I would try my hardest to have people not view me in the church how I used to be, because everybody knew how Dylan was, you know, before he got serious with God. I tried my best to try to live up to how I think my life should be and how I should be and how my walk should be with God. You know what I'm saying? I tried to, you know, as funny as this sounds, I even tried to like dress super saved. Like, and how can a guy even dress super saved? You get what I'm saying? Like, I just tried to live up to so many people's standards. Until one day, I freaking heard somebody talking about me. And it clicked to me. I'm like, God, people are just going to think what they want to think about you regardless. You can't change people's opinions of who you are as a person. The only thing you can do is live your life to the point where God is happy and God is satisfied and to where God is pleased with your walk with him. And once I learned that, it honestly gave me so much peace, because now I'm at a point in my life where things with my business, you know, things that I want to pursue as a career, I'm no longer looking for validation from people. I'm no longer looking for people, for people's approval to say, you know what? Okay, Dylan, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. We approve of it. I'm no longer looking for that. Like, as long as Jesus says I'm enough. And that's all that matters. As long as God approves and put his stamp of approval on who you are, young man, young lady that's listening, someone that's up in age that's listening, someone that's pursuing a music career, aspiring to be a fashion designer, a stylist, a makeup artist, just because it's not ministry to other people, don't let people discourage you. You keep fighting because you are more than enough. God loves you. God created you. That's one thing about God creating us. And that's one thing it is about being capital Y-O-U. You won't be like the next person. The only thing you can do is follow after God. And when you do that, God will do the rest. So guys, I'm going to be leaving you with the song that we started off with by Corin Hathorn from the CD, from the original motion picture movie, Overcomer. I hope this song inspires you. I hope that this podcast even inspired you to just walk in your calling, walk in the anointing that God gave you. I truly appreciate you all so much for all the love and support. You all are absolutely amazing. Like, y'all don't have to tune into my podcast. Like, so I have like a paid sponsorship with Anchor or whatever. And, you know, if I don't get a certain amount of listeners, you know what I'm saying? I won't be allowed to have this thing with them. But you all continue to tune in and listen. You know what I'm saying? And just, it inspires me so much. Like, my listeners continue to grow and grow. And I don't even produce content, you know, how I should. So when I do, the fact that you all have subscribed and went out and listened, it absolutely means the world to me. And I'm just very thankful for you all. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting my brand. Go to my website, www.styleandgracellc.com. Guys, go pick up some more merchandise. Not only that, I have some amazing things on the come up for the next 2 months that I'm doing with my company. I'm doing some amazing collaborations. Right now, I'm kind of under the process of getting contracts and stuff all drawn up. But guys, I'm collaborating and I'm doing something very, very special next month. I wish I could reveal it to you, but it's super, super under wraps. So guys, I cannot reveal it to you. Also, another thing that I want to address before I let you all go. It was kind of brought to me that sometimes people feel like people that have Christian apparel lines don't embrace and encourage other people that are doing the same thing that they are doing. So I want to take this time out on my podcast to shout out so many amazing other Christian apparel designers. Shout out to Faint Adams from Chosen Vessel Apparel that I have shouted out many times on my podcast. Also, shout out to my family, Weight of Glory Apparel. Shout out to Heart Check. Also, it was another amazing brand that recently followed me on social media, and I can't quite find them right now. But just shout out to everybody that is producing merchandise to inspire people to put into the world. Because we have so many things that gives people no hope. So for people to produce content and produce just a simple t-shirt that inspires somebody to do the right thing, that inspires somebody to seek God first, shout out to you. Because we have more of an impact on this world than we know. And some people may look at it, oh, it's just a t-shirt, but no, it's more than a t-shirt. It's more than a hat. It's more than a jewelry piece or a necklace with a cross. It's hope that we are giving back to God's people. So shout out to you all. I absolutely love supporting other brands. Soon here, I'm going to be doing a live podcast show. So I'll be doing lives on my social media as I'm recording, and afterwards I'll be taking questions and so on and so forth. So like I said before, shout out to everybody that has been, you know, supporting me since day one. So guys, for my social media information, follow me on SNG2017_ for all things Style and Grace and everything that I have going on with my business. Also, if you want to keep up with me on my personal blog, follow me on Instagram, once again, at D_. God bless you all. And like I said before, I'm going to be leaving you with the song that I entered into this podcast with. God bless you all. And I love you all. Thank you. Take away my abilities. I still know. I can overcome anything.
think that your spirit is loving me.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to another segment of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. It is your boy, Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Style and Grace LLC. First of all, I appreciate y'all so much. I always have these like weird and awkward pauses at the beginning of all of my shows, because I'd be super excited. And anybody that knows me knows I'm like an awkward person when I get super excited. Like, sometimes, do y'all ever not know how to express like y'all love, joy, and excitement about something? Well, that's how I am. So, like, sometimes when y'all hear these like awkward laughs and pauses and stuff like that, it's just me. Sometimes I be like envisioning it's a bunch of people in my room watching me as I record my podcast, but it really is nobody there. And I hope I don't sound crazy to y'all. But thank you all for tuning in to yet another show. Thank you for all the love and support that I got through social media from everybody off of my last podcast show that I recently just released a few days ago. Y'all, the support and the love is absolutely so real. And honestly, once again, I will continue to say this because it's the God honest truth. I couldn't do this without you all. I would not feel like doing it if it was not for the support of you all. To everybody that shared this podcast to your stories on Instagram, to everybody that reposted it to Facebook and tagged me in it, to everybody that posted it directly on their social media accounts on Instagram as well. Thank you all so much. I truly appreciate you all, and you all are amazing. The You're More Than Enough actually had some of the highest ratings out of a lot of my other podcasts. And it was you all listening and tuning in and just sharing it. So everybody else, you know, people that didn't even know I had a podcast, you know, were reaching out to me saying, you know, bro, we didn't even know you had a podcast, but what you're doing is such an amazing work. And we never know what you know, what touches people from all over the world. So I just truly appreciate you all because, like, I got big dreams and goals for myself. And sometimes in the society that we live in, it's kind of scary to express yourself and, you know, be open and honest with people with things that you desire to do, because some people look at you and they think, oh, well, you're not doing enough, or they feel like you're not on their level. But anybody out there that's listening today that has dreams and goals and stuff like that, like, go after them. Like, be a trailblazer. Do something that absolutely no one is doing, because the awesome part about being you, like I always say, if Dr. Candy Morrell was listening to this, she would probably laugh right now. But like I always say, there's beauty in being you. God didn't create a carbon copy of you. He only created you. So whatever he's placed on the inside of you, go after it. Like, you know, bump what people got to say. Forget what people say, well, that's not you, or that doesn't fit the mold. Be who God called you to be. Do what God wants you to do, and everything else doesn't even matter. At the end of the day, God still loves you, and he placed that inside of you for a reason. So I don't care what you inspire to do, hashtag as long as it's positive, okay? Because I ain't trying to get up on here and send nobody astray. But as long as it's a positive thing and you are uplifting people and encouraging people and it gives people hope in the future, continue to do it, okay? Continue to go after your dreams and love yourself no matter what. Don't take no bullcrap from nobody. Be who you are and love yourself, okay? That's what I want you all to do. So the song that I started off, that you all started off listening to, is called Gotta Keep It Pushing by Barthology. And he released this spoken word piece back in 2017. Guys, go ahead and download that. Support Kingdom Music. It's available on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. Guys, go ahead and download that single, stream it, even though it was released 2 years ago. This piece that he produced, it absolutely speaks to me all the time. I love listening to this piece. It's very uplifting. I actually was scrolling down on Instagram one day and came across it. I was on Ja'Kalyn Carr's page, or whatever, and I seen her repost this song to her page, you know, and talk about how uplifting and how much life this spoken word piece gave her. But it's like a song too, all in one. So yeah, go ahead and download that. It's called Gotta Keep It Pushing by Barthology. And his name is spelled Barthology. Go ahead and download that single. It's absolutely amazing. It's inspiring. And not only that, it's a whole mood, because in 2019 and entering in 2020, I gotta keep it pushing. Don't stop, won't quit. The grind don't stop, the hustle don't stop, Style and Grace LLC won't stop. It's going to continue to push. Like I always tell you all, and like I always deliver to you all, I have some amazing things coming up, y'all. Like these next 2 months, September and October, for my business is about to be so lit. Like when y'all see what I've been working on, like don't call me the goat yet. I'll wait. You know, y'all can call me the goat later. But I've been working on some stuff. Like one thing about me, when I have something, I try my best to remain current, relevant, and consistent in whatever I do. And I think y'all are gonna enjoy it. Like, I think really what I'm about to do in September is about to change the game. Not only that, I'm starting to work on a new project in October. Shout out to Elijah McGill. He knows what I'm working on. But all I got to say is unexpected in 2020. Okay, moving on. So today, I'm not really going to hit on too many things with fashion. If I hit on anything about fashion, at all. Today, I didn't really want to come on here and talk about that. But kind of, I was once again talking to a group of my friends. We have these conference calls just about every night where we just talk about things like that. And afterwards, when we get off of our conference FaceTime call, we pray with each other and we just text each other uplifting and encouraging words to kind of help us get through, you know, the next day and something to hold on to. And you all know who you are. And we were just talking about some stuff and it came to me clear as day, the power of empowering. Oftentimes we don't empower and lift up each other enough. In my personal opinion, in the body of Christ, we can see somebody going through, we can see somebody being down and depressed. And the only thing we look at them and say is, oh, you know, praise the Lord and God bless them, you know, or we see what we're going through and we shake our head and say, Lord, help them. Or, you know, oh, God bless them. I thank God that ain't me. Instead of going over to that person, looking them in the eye and say, you know what? I may not understand what you're going through, but bro, I'm here for you. Sis, I'm here for you. I love you. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying? And right now, really in this day and time, our young people are absolutely struggling in their minds, in their hearts. So many people are battling so many things right now. Depression, suicidal thoughts, addiction, like more than ever. Like I've never seen so many young people addicted to drugs in my life. Like it's a real life attack from the enemy, from identity confusion, confused on, you know, what sexual preference they like. Like it's so many things going around and so many people need hope and so many people need an encouraging word. And instead of us lifting them up, sometimes we look at them and tear them down. And my whole hope is like, Lord, don't ever allow me. And this just kind of hit me right now. And this is like a moment where I'm being open and transparent and talking to God right now. Like I'm even forgetting that the mic is in front of me right now and all my equipment is in front of me right now. But God, help me to live out this truth that I talk about, you know, on this podcast. Help me to live out this truth when I'm encouraging people when they hear me. And Lord, help me not to be a hypocrite and discourage people. You know, Lord, let my good works glorify you. Like, that's my whole prayer and that's my whole mood. Like, God, whatever I do, I so badly, y'all, want to be pleasing into God's sight. Like, I so badly just want him to be pleased with everything that I do. And when we do certain things to discourage certain people, that's not pleasing to God's sight. Like, we are supposed to be the salt and light of the earth. And sometimes we don't even bear that. And it doesn't even go by the way we treat people. Just us as Christians, you know, going out to the club with friends and we got the whole truth within us, but we're leading them to a burning hell. You know, the language that we use in front of certain people. But then they look on our social medias and see that, oh, they living just like us. Like this is, honestly, I really didn't expect to kind of go down this route today on this podcast. But guys, let's just empower people and let's empower them the right way. Empowering people is not, you know, standing up for the same rights that the world stands for. Empowering people is not encouraging, you know, girls and guys that this is a hot girl summer. You know, that's not empowering people. That's hurting people. Like, let's get back to empowering people through our words and our deeds. And most importantly, our actions. Like, let's get back to being light bearers. Let's get back to letting our light so shine before men. Like, let's get back to that, guys, because it's just so much going on. It's so much hate in this world, and it's so many things that people don't got nothing. The world feels like they don't have anything to look forward to. They feel like they don't have anything to look up to. Like there's no hope, there's no peace in this day and time that we live in. And honestly, there is going to be none until we find it in God. But the only way they can find it is if we are empowering them, is if we are giving them something to look forward to. So I don't know who's listening to this today. I never do. Unfortunately, I wish I could see who's listening to it, because you got so many people that be like, OMG, I see you got a podcast and I listen to it. But 9 times out of 10, they really don't be listening to it. Y'all know who y'all are as well. But yeah, let's get back to doing the right thing, guys. Let's get back to doing the right thing. And this was birthed out of a place, because I've always been like a social person. Even though I really don't like to be social, for real, for some reason, people have always been drawn to my personality. And I never really understood why, but I mean, it's a confidence thing. What can I say? But sometimes, for the most part of my life, people has always been drawn to me or whatever. And I never understood why. You know what I'm saying? And growing up, I used to be like super mean because I just didn't like being bothered. You know what I'm saying? But when I gave my life to Christ, like all of that changed. I understood why people were drawn to me, and God had to reveal to me, it's not you personally who they're drawn to. It's the light that's within you. So we just have to be careful. Like even the things that are drawn to us on a day-to-day basis, sometimes you got to step back and say, okay, Lord, why is this, that, and a third attracted to me or drawn to me? Like, Jesus, what's on me that I need to get rid of? I mean, is you catching my drift, y'all following me? Like, what is it that I need to get rid of? Like, God, what am I drawing that's not like you? Like, we be the first to hoop and holler, ooh, the devil is a liar. But no, bro, no, sis. Sometimes it's a little something on you that you just need to let go and get rid of and dead it completely. Seriously. So I hope today, and this was like a super quick podcast. I think this is like the quickest podcast that I ever did. I just wanted to get on here and kind of state my opinion because I have my own show and I can do just that. Isn't that cool, y'all? Like the fact that I can just hop on the airwaves and say what I need to say and then get off, you know, and I have to worry about nobody interrupting me. That's like a whole blessing. Like, thank you, Jesus. That's like a whole mood. But like I was saying, you know, guys, let's get back to empowering people the right way. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God for the friends that God has placed in my life this last year, because I was honestly at a place, and this was just the God honest truth, on my way down to this conference that we had or whatever. Weeks before that, just being open and transparent, my launch event. It was a great success. Shout out to everybody that had something to do with it. Shout out to LaShawn Brown, Kiara Gladney, Shamara Tumblin, Avery Burl and the Sounds of Worship. Shout out to everybody that had a hand in this. My decorator for that night, Sister Manat, and her team. Shout out to everybody. But even though I had an amazing turnout, like it was an amazing turnout, the seats were filled, it was still a few people that, just being real with y'all, it was some family that didn't come, you know, which really broke my heart, in which I'm over it now. But I'm just being honest. It's the truth anyhow. And I'm going to talk about my truth because it helps me get free every time I speak the truth and, you know, shame the devil. And it was also people who claim to actually care about me as a friend that didn't even show up, nor did they even take the time out of their busy schedule, you know, and now I'm being a little sarcastic, out of their busy schedule to even send a text and say, you know what, friend, I'm proud of you. And I'm just so happy on your accomplishments. Now, here's the thing. I've never been the type that fish for compliments or recognition or anything like that. Because I'm just the type of person, if I have something that I want to do and accomplish, I just do it. Like, I don't wait for validation. If God give me the okay, skip everybody else's opinions. But it hurt me and it really discouraged me because I was like, Lord, you know, I'm such a loving person. And to every single last one of my friends, no one can ever, ever, ever say that Dellen has not been there to pray for them, to give them a shoulder to cry on, to be a friend to them. Dellen has never missed a birthday. And if he has, it was for a life or death situation. You know, I've just always been there. So sometimes, you know, when you are consistently there for people that you care about, you want that, as the people say, that same energy. Like, give me that same energy. You know what I'm saying? And that day, the Lord kind of opened up my eyes. And not only that, it was some people that showed up that I didn't need to be attached to anyway. But it took that situation for God to say, you know what? This was me showing you all along. Like, I want to encourage people today, be around people that genuinely love you for you. Be around people that genuinely uplift you because they love you. Like, don't be around people that only uplift you and love you because of the status that you on, or they love you just to get clout. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all know they'll do anything for clout. Come on now. Y'all know that song. Let's not act stupid. So y'all know how people are. So be around people that genuinely care about your future, that don't care about what you possess, that just love you for you. All of my friends and everybody that's even listening out there today that may not be a friend, that probably don't even know who I am, you just stumble across this podcast. Like, love yourself enough and be real with yourself. Like, I just want to encourage you today. You are more than enough. Like, I want to empower you today and say that you are amazing. Your gifts and talents will continue to make room for you and set you before men in high places. I just speak so much life into you right now. I speak life into your business. I speak life into your finances. I speak life into your family, those family members that are not saved. I speak life, shoot, while you in school, during exams, because y'all know some of y'all be struggling during exam week. I speak life just on every situation that the enemy has tried to dead in your life. I speak life to it. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you do have hope and you do have a bright future. And remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Like, whatever you're going through, God is going to help you through it. And I pray on today, even though this podcast was super short, in the words of my bishop, you ain't got to be long to be strong. Shout out to Suffragan Bishop Avery Burrow. But I hope this really empowers somebody today. I hope it encouraged somebody. I hope that it put a smile on your face. I hope you laugh. Like, I hope you smile when this podcast is over. I hope you get up and say, you know what? I'm going to continue to follow after my dreams. I hope that, you know, you can go back to that person and say, you know what? It hurt me, but I still love you. You know, but at the end of the day, I'ma still do me. Because God has helped me realize my worth. Like, young women, young men, know your worth. God paid a big price just for you. Like, when Jesus died on the cross, he paid a big price for you. Okay, like, it ain't even a price tag. It ain't even a price for the price tag. You catching my drift? Like, God did something so special and amazing for you. So be thankful for that. Be empowered. Like, Go out and be great. Live your best life. Don't go back and forth with haters. Live your best life. I love y'all. Continue to be inspired. Continue to do great things. Continue to be the dope people that you are. Because I think that everybody listening to this podcast is dope. And not just because it's my podcast, because if somebody else had a podcast called Faith and Fashion, Sit Down with Whoever, I think that's something I would be interested in. And I would listen and I'll be like, you know what? They so dope for that. You know what I'm saying? So God bless you all for all updates and to continue to keep up with me and follow me on my personal blog, just as well as my business page or whatever. Follow my business page at SNG2017_ on Instagram. Also follow my personal blog for all updates with me and things that I have going on personally. I ain't gonna reveal too much to y'all because some of y'all are nosy, but follow me at DFSNG_. Also, guys, if you have not purchased any of my apparel, go ahead and log on to my website immediately after this podcast, www.stylegraceLLC.com. Because y'all want to know something, my biggest pet peeve, and this is just like a side note real quick, is when people be like, S-T-Y-L-E, and put the and sign. I'm like, it's not style and grace like that. It's like style and. Like, I'm very particular with that and. And also, I hate when people put style dash the letter N, capital N, grace. I'd be like, no, it's not style and grace. Like, no, it's style and grace because I have style and I have grace. That's just a little FYI. So, guys, I am going to be leaving you all with the song that we started off on. This is by Barthology, and it is called Gotta Keep It Pushing. God bless you all, and I totally appreciate you all. Love you, peace and love, and until next time.